The Emergent Mind: How Intelligence Arises in People and Machines, by Gaurav Suri and Jay McClelland. Read by Christopher Ragland. Preface. Our brains are vast arrays of cells called neurons, animated by patterns of electrical and chemical activity that rise, fall, and rise again. Our perceptions, thoughts, decisions, and actions, the processes we will call the mind, arise from these patterns of activity. How? How could a mind possibly arise from patterns of activity in a brain? To us, this is one of humankind's most enduring and most stirring questions. It concerns our essence and our place in the universe. It also concerns the possibility, and if possible, the nature of artificial minds. We have written The Emergent Mind to share a new kind of answer to this how question. We are practicing scientists who have dedicated our careers to understanding the human mind. When we started our initially separate journeys, we each sought to investigate whether the operations of the mind can be understood mechanistically, the way one might seek to understand, say, an aircraft, or the way a virus causes a disease. We found the existing approaches related to our questions to be vaguely specified, and often too far removed from relevant facts about the underlying brain activity. We thought that grounding our explanations in the mechanistic workings of the brain could lead us to better answers to questions about ourselves. The physicist Richard Feynman left this on his blackboard when he died: "What I cannot create, I do not understand." His statement captures an essential aspect of our approach. We seek to build brain-like systems that recreate the phenomena of the mind that we are seeking to understand. However, recreating a brain in all its details is impractical. Instead, we build models that abstract away from many details to help us make progress. The models we use, called neural network models, are inspired by the vast networks of neurons in the brain. They allow us to explore how our human capacities might arise from neural activity. These models purposely ignore many of the complexities of the brain to focus on the basic processes that help us understand how our minds work. In this book, we will describe neural networks that shed light on how humans perceive, decide, form concepts, and pursue goals. These models also help us understand answers to questions about ourselves that have puzzled us and many others. These questions often begin with words like why, what, and where. Why do we sometimes fail to act on our intentions? Why do we and others exhibit entrenched biases? What is it about us that allows us to sometimes easily see that something is true, while other times we can fail to understand? Where do our intuitions come from, and why can they often be wrong? Remarkably, neural networks, implemented as computer programs, have become the foundation of artificial intelligence. Models we and others originally designed to understand the human mind turned out to be the basis for building artificial minds. Thus, understanding how neural networks capture our thought-like capabilities also sheds light on today's AI systems. In this book, we will discuss the key principles of neural network models of our own minds that underpin the AI systems that are reaching and sometimes exceeding aspects of our human cognitive abilities. While our focus is on what we consider to be enduring ideas, we also selectively discuss certain rapidly evolving innovations in AI systems from the mid-2020s, particularly in the final two chapters. These innovations, while interesting and generative, may become much more developed in the coming years. Whenever possible, we have described such ideas in a way that emphasizes their underlying principles.